This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The relationship between the Law of Moses and the Gospel of Christ has been one of controversy since the Gospel was first preached on the day of Pentecost. Some teachers in the early church outwardly accepted the gospel message, but they wanted to hold on to certain parts of the Old Covenant. We cannot be completely sure of their motivation, but they probably thought some parts of the law were superior to some features of the new. Or they may have thought no harm could result from hanging on to certain Jewish traditions and customs. But whatever the case, there was no legitimate reason for trying to combine the two laws. Although they had much in common and came from the same source, God Almighty, they could not both be observed. Christians cannot keep any part of the old law without endangering their souls. If we seek to be justified by the law of Moses, we are fallen away from grace. Galatians 5:4. Jesus used two illustrations to show the inadvisability of attaching the new covenant to the old. The first pertains to patching an old garment with new cloth. No man puts a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill up takes from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Matthew 9:16. The old garment has already shrunk after many months of using. The new patch has not shrunk. So when the new patch begins to shrink, it makes a greater tear in the garment. In our day, when cloth can be pre-shrunk, that might not be the case, but it was in ancient times. New cloth could not be used to patch old garments. The Lord's second illustration is probably better known than the first. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break and the wine runs out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Matthew 9:17. As you no doubt know, both from reading and from watching television, people in ancient Israel and in some modern countries used animal skins for the preservation of wine. The skin of an animal was removed from the animal without any tearing of the skin. The legs of the animal were tied up and the neck hole was used as the neck of the bottle. Many movies based on these ancient practices have been made. You probably have seen some of them. It does not look particularly appetizing, but it was a means of preserving wine. Since the old wine skins, like the old piece of cloth, had already done its initial shrinking, putting new wine still in the process of fermentation into the old wine skin would prove disastrous, both for the wine skin and for the wine. The people to whom Jesus spoke were wise enough in these matters not to make that mistake. They knew not to patch an old garment with new cloth. They also knew not to put new wine into old wineskins. But they did not know not to attach certain elements of the new covenant to the old. Jesus uses these illustrations to show how foolish it would be to try to combine the two covenants. These two illustrations must not be used to deny the divine origin of the old covenant. It just as surely came from the mind of God as did the new. But the old covenant had served its purpose and had been nailed to the cross. Men are no longer to judge on the basis of the rules and regulations of that covenant. Colossians 2:14-17. Instead, we are to preach and practice the teaching of Jesus Christ and of the apostles. As great as the law of Moses was, it has been supplanted by a law which is better in every way than the old covenant. In fact, the book of Hebrews uses the word better 11 times to show the superiority of the new covenant. We have a better covenant, a better mediator, better promises, and a better way. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.